Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SSO podcast, Coffee with Your Counselors. We want to connect with you on topics that you feel are important. You're the most important one here. Whether it's school-related, current events, or pop culture, or topics related to wellness, each episode, you are welcome to a seat around the table. More than anything, we want you to know that you're not alone and that we care about what you're going through. So welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Your Counselors.
Welcome back to Coffee with the Counselors. For those of you that don't know, Coffee stands for Counselors Offering Fun Facts
and emotional education.
Woo!
Yeah.
So this is our podcast from the SSO where we talk about a variety of things, and hopefully you'll follow along for fun tips and accurate information that you can expect about social emotional learning, academic support, and other things.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah. One thing Mrs. Diedrich and I were thinking about doing this year, just to throw it out there, is that we would like to highlight some student voices of various different demographic groups. And so if you are a student who wants to be on our podcast, reach out. Or don't be surprised if we reach out to you. We might send you an email or ask you if you want to participate. So that's something to come. And it's kind of exciting too, because we want you to also hear your student peer voices and also just like come together as a school a little bit. So,
yeah, we're super excited about that, about celebrating each other and learning from one another. So we hope that you volunteer. And if you don't, we will seek you out. But today we're kind of going to start the new year with just reviewing what we're going to be doing with you throughout the whole year, kind of grade by grade, so you can know what to expect. And also, we'll have some surprises up our sleeves throughout the years to kind of keep it fun and exciting.
Yeah, because we probably have a variety of listeners from subbies who you're just starting off uni and you kind of don't know what to expect or what's going on, and you're just learning all the ropes right now. And then we have all the way up to parents. Welcome, parents. We appreciate that you sometimes take some time out to listen to us, and hopefully we can share information with you that you find helpful as well. And
right,
everyone in between who are
yeah,
just as important.
yes, for sure. So kind of starting out with our subbies. So we've already done quite a bit of programming with you, getting having new student orientation where you met your peers for the first time, leading into the first day of school where you witnessed our awesome soda pop video. And then we just had the retreat this week with you all. So hopefully you can continue bonding with people that you've made relationships with. We encourage you to continue to push yourself outside of your comfort zone so that you can meet new people. Even if you already have a group, remember, always remember that there are people who were the only ones from their school, and we want to make sure that everyone feels welcome and included. So try to invite someone new to eat lunch with you. Try a new club and take somebody along. Those are all things that we want to encourage you to do.
And also, trying new things just helps your brain grow. I mean, it doesn't physically or literally grow, but it does create new pathways. I think a lot of times it's easy to stick with things that we like and that we know. And it's comfortable to do that, especially when you come into a new environment. But this is the time and place to branch out, meet new people, put yourself out there, introduce yourself. Sometimes it might be awkward, but everyone has those awkward moments. And the more you feel comfortable about awkwardness, then you won't be so scared of it. So next time you'll just be like, well, this is awkward, but it's fine. And then senior year, you can all look back and say, remember how awkward we were? That's when I knew that I wanted to be a friend. So I think it's important to have those experiences.
Yeah.
Because it's a collective thing. We're all doing it together.
And we are meeting with subbies right now for their check-in. So For every grade level, we invite students to check in with us like once a semester formally. Like, we'll ask the whole grade, hey, it's time to make your check-in appointment so that we can get to know you a little bit better, build a relationship with you. And then hopefully, if there is a problem that arises, you feel comfortable talking to us. If there's an opportunity that we know that you might be interested in, we can share that with you. So everybody wins in this situation. So if you haven't made your check-in appointment yet, please do so now.
And just as a reminder to all the grade levels, if you do want to make an appointment with a counselor, you can email us. Mrs. Diedrich is last name's A through K. I am L through Z. You can always just pop in and, if our door is open and we're available to chat with you, we will. But also on this new student intranet, there is a link that make an appointment with a counselor link. So I don't know if people know what the new intranet is because a lot of students that I've been meeting with don't know what I'm talking about. So I'll just give a brief summary that normally we had the UniHigh website. So everyone would go to the website, whether you were like a parent, an outside person looking into uni, a student, everyone. And all the information was on the intranet. Well, that's not really typical because a lot of different places have like specific to if you're in like the company institution, then you have access to different information. It's not just like put out for everybody. So they created an intranet, but how you get to it is you just go to the internet, the website, and then if you just scroll down a little bit, it says there's three little icons. It says faculty, no, students. No, family, students, and then faculty. So you just click on your icon and it will bring you to the intranet that's appropriate for you. You might have to log in for the first time when you access it, but then that's where you can find forms and information, the calendar, all a bunch of different things that are hopefully important and relevant to you. So that's where you would find how to make an appointment with a counselor on the student intranet. But if that all sounds very complicated, just come to our office and walk in if our door is open.
Exactly. We're here to help you through it. We know that, especially as you're learning a new school, it can be confusing.
And
So then
sometimes
what?
we're just all as confused as you are, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
let's see. Then what happens for subbies? So then we'll have two more events with subby buddies this year, like in the fall. One in October, one in December. And then there'll be two more
The spring.
Subby Buddy events in the spring and a promotion in May that we started a few years ago, which we've gotten a lot of positive feedback about. And then we'll
Also,
also invite you back for another semester appointment in the springtime. So
yeah. And just as a reminder, because this is also on Uni Week, Uni Week is the newsletter that comes out every Monday through your email. But so this information is on there too. But each week, Subby Buddies have semester events, which is just pretty much a weekly event organized by a smaller group of Subby Buddies with fun things. I think they had slime making already. They had shrinky dinks in the kitchen. And I think the next week one is Punch Day or something like that. So just click on the link and sign up and go to the events because your Subby Buddies are planning really fun things. And I think you'll have a good time.
for sure. And then if we kind of think about what we do with freshmen, we'll invite them to, or we'll ask all the freshmen to come in for their semester appointments closer to probably mid-year. So like late November, early December. However, if you want to talk prior to then, it's not like you can't make an appointment to come and talk to us or stop by and chat with us. That's just like the time that we would get to the check-in for that grade level. Lisa and I are involved in the freshman health class, so we'll see some of you this fall, some of you in the spring. We collaborate with freshman teachers to meet with them regarding concerns or things that should be on our radar, or sometimes that prompts us to come into classes to provide some sort of like all class learning opportunity, which could range from like make a vision board to like stress management to, hey, you're not being very nice to your classmates. How can we handle this? So, we pop up here and there with the freshman class. The curriculum itself is not as hands-on because you've already had your transition year to uni. But we are here for you and we care about you.
And one thing to remember as a freshman is now that you are officially in high school, you are starting an official high school transcript. So, not that last year's subby classes weren't important, but you kind of have a clean slate as this is now your high school transcript has begun. So, some things to think about are just really getting organized. I know that subby year, a lot of people kind of have different systems of organization, but this is kind of a good year to practice those healthy organizational skills and habits of whether just planning ahead, having good study skills, having good time management. And then also just this is kind of applies to freshman and sophomore. A lot of times, these are the years where you're really just exploring your interests and figuring out what you like to do, what you are good at. And all of those things matter to, what the next steps will be in your future too. So, just trying things out and being open, I think, is really important. Whether it's through clubs or trying different sports or outside of school activities too. All of those things are important in a balanced way, of course.
And we hear freshman year can be really hard because there are 7 required classes, which means if you choose to take an elective, your schedule is full. So have grace with yourself. Know that you don't have to get your fine arts elective done your freshman year. If you need a break in your schedule, take the break and have the free period because you do have a lot that you have the most required classes out of anybody in the whole building. So give yourself grace. Listen to your body and what it needs to.
So then going to sophomores, a lot of it is kind of similar to freshman year. But again, as you're getting older, maybe kind of honing in on your interests a little bit more. Mrs. Diedrich sometimes plans out connections with either the university or Parkland. We're kind of still trying to figure that out and haven't had a first event, but we call it connections. And so sophomores, is this correct, Mrs. Diedrich, are typically the ones that sign up for those because there's so many different like majors and different things that people are doing outside of uni that we aren't really aware of. So this connections program is kind of to give some exposure to what's out there, to kind of whet your interests and maybe open up some doors for you too.
Yeah, I think some students have had some real success in like asking questions afterwards to be places that we visited or even trying to get connected so that they can go sit in on a class or something. The whole idea behind it is just to have exposure to different things because nobody really knows what anybody does for a job, right? Like your job doesn't necessarily always coordinate with like what your major is in college. So listening to a bunch of people and kind of how their path has led them to where they are at is really important for students to understand that you're not like, if I study psychology, I have to become a therapist. Like that's not real life. It could be for you if you wanted it to be, but like people with a psychology major do tons of different stuff, right? Or like we visited the oh my goodness, what is it called? The coding people, last year?
Status, is it
I know, yeah.
data
Divs.
information sciences?
Yeah, and those people were really cool because their careers kind of led them in a lot of different paths.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's kind of where they ended up. And they have a really important job of like keeping the internet on for the entire university. And they kind of explained like how that happens. And they did a really cool activity. Like, we try to make sure that the departments we go to have activities for our students to do that are hands-on so that they can get some sort of experience. So look for more information to come on that. And we're going to try to focus that with sophomores this year. So there'll be more information available soon.
And one note also is that I've been getting some questions from sophomore parents about if their student can take the PSAT. And unfortunately, when the state moved from the PSAT SAT to the ACT for state mandated spring testing, we don't offer the PSAT for anyone in the school except for the juniors when they take their national merit PSAT. But that's only for juniors. So, if sophomores you're curious about taking the PSAT, then it wouldn't happen at uni. And unfortunately, after some research, it doesn't seem like a lot of schools in the surrounding area are also offering the PSAT. So you'd have to be creative and maybe just do some of your own research and reach out to different schools to see if they are. But it doesn't seem like there's many schools who are administering the PSAT in Illinois anymore after they went away from that.
Yes. And juniors will take the pre-ACT 10 in the fall. Did I say juniors? Did I mean
Sophomores
sophomores? I
will.
mean sophomores, yeah.
Yes.
We're on sophomores, and then we're going to transition to juniors. Sophomores will take the pre-ACT 10 in April.
Yes.
Yes.
Juniors, you all should have gotten an email today about the junior year toolkit. So a lot of the information that you need to know, even especially for the beginning of this year, is on that toolkit. So we encourage you to kind of look over that and ask any questions about what's to come. We know that junior year is an exciting year, but it's also a stressful year, and we just kind of want to remind you that we're here to support you, answer questions. One thing that I have witnessed, just uni being a smaller school and having a lot of supports, is that there's a lot of resources and helping you walk through, especially the unknowns of, beginning college admissions. So you will have a lot of support this year. But if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out.
Yeah, so I think we're going to keep the juniors pretty short and sweet. You can review the toolkit. If you have questions, let us know. And seniors, we're so excited for you to apply to college or think about whatever your next step on your journey might be. We understand that not everybody does choose to apply to college. So if you want to talk about an alternate path, whether that's a gap year or some other sort of program that you could apply to, we're here for that too.
Some people consider the military
Yeah, some people
also.
consider that the military, there's a lot of like 2-year programs at junior colleges that can get you working right away in a career if you're interested in that. And Parkland is awesome. It has a lot of really cool things happening over there. And I know I would love to talk to you about that, and I'm sure Miss Amy would too. I always go to their Parkland. They have like a Parkland counselor thing every spring, and it's one of my favorite days of the year just because we have a lot of resources here and we don't always know that they are available. So it just reminds us every time. I wish they partnered with us and allowed our students to go there for free. But they don't. So that is a downside of Parkland is that you do like the family is responsible for payment for any coursework that you pursue there. But there are lots of awesome things happening
Yeah,
right here in our community.
and I always hear that Parkland is just like this hidden gem and it's really underutilized. So I would encourage students to really look into different courses or different opportunities or things that Parkland is doing. Paying attention to that, I think it would be good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And we are going to meet with seniors next as part of our check-in series. So if you're a senior, get ready for that. We're also going to be doing our first junior senior health seminar coming up next week, and then we'll have another one in quarter two. And yeah, we're super excited to connect with all students in a variety of ways. And while our attention can be dispersed in a lot of areas, we do care about every student here and want to make sure that you find a place where you can belong. And if you're having trouble doing that, then we will make time to help you find a way to feel like uni is your home.
Yeah. And seniors, just reach out because senioritis is a real thing. Maybe it hasn't hit you yet because it's kind of still in the beginning of the year, but we want to support you and help you through all the hurdles and humps of this year just because there's so many things that you have on your plate, a lot of things that you're thinking about, a lot of uncertainties, and we want to make sure that you're taking care of yourselves. So.
And lastly, I want to say that we like to do, me and Miss Amy think we are fun and funny. And we like to do fun things throughout the year. So we started the year off with our Make Your Year Pop theme, which was super fun. And we're going to continue to do stuff throughout the year to hopefully create a culture and morale around here of fun and enjoyment with each other. And you should look out for more information about that.
Well, we're glad that you could spend a little bit of time with us, and we will have more of these, so check us out every other week. Hopefully we'll get these out.
Have a good week. See you later.
Bye.